Thank you, Madam Chair. So indeed, I would like to talk about the issue-based coalition on environment and climate change. This has been set up within the framework of this regional collaborative platform for Europe and Central Asia, so very similar arrangements in the different regions around the world. The platform brings together the heads of 30 different UN entities, which are working together to implement the 2030 agenda. The platform is formally chaired by the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations and co-chaired by two vice chairs. One is the Executive Secretary of UNECE and the other is the Regional Director of UNDP. And the Secretariat is jointly provided by what's called the Development Coordination Office and UNDP and UNECE. So within this platform, we have a number of different frameworks. Mostly there are the issue-based coalitions, but there are also some other groups looking at digital transformation, data and statistics, and more operational matters, back office improvements and things like this. Then there are the issue-based coalitions, and you can see that there are seven coalitions at present, and I will focus, of course, on the environmental one. It's been active since 2020, beginning of 2020, started off at the same time as COVID, there is no connection. It is co-led by UNECE, UNEP, and UNESCO, and we have members, we have 17 entities which are members of the coalition, 17, 18, it's been varying. It provides a platform for UN agencies to provide coordinated support to member states in their implementation of the 2030 agenda, the Paris Agreement, and other such agreements. And also to support the famous UN country teams in the region on environmental and climate change issues. And in practice, that is the main area in which we work. We work through the UN country teams and through the offices of these resident coordinators. So resident coordinators is a person who coordinates the UN system in each of the program countries. And you will hear from Marika about more that we do, but I would really emphasize that the issue-based coalition on environment and climate change is the most active one. So we're very proud of it. Thank you.